Hello, everyone. It's Matthew Thrift, the broker in charge at the Greer and Simpsonville offices of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Seed and Joiner Realtors here in Greenville County, South Carolina. The reason for this podcast is to take the experience that I have learned in the real estate industry and life in general and pour it into others for their development and success. Why? Because that is exactly what we are supposed to do here on this earth. It is my desire to help every agent that I can to be successful, to help them develop and watch them grow in their careers. If I can help others be better today than they were yesterday, then I have accomplished what I've set out to do. Visit www.matthewthrift.com for other blog articles and more information. And please feel free to contact me at mthrift@cdanjoiner.com. That's mthrift@cdanjoiner.com or on my mobile at 864-414-2562. If I can help you in any way, have a blessed and wonderful day. Enjoy the podcast. One of the many sayings that the late C. Dan Joiner would say to the real estate agents that worked at his company was this: live, love, laugh, learn, and leave a legacy. It doesn't matter whether C. Dan actually coined the phrase or not. What matters is how that would make people feel once it hit their ears. Maya Angelou said this, and she's been quoted to say, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Oh, how true this has become and has actually come to light in my own life. I had the opportunity to attend two celebrations of life ceremonies some time ago. One was for an elderly grandmother who was clearly loved by her family, and the other was for a 53-year-old female who unfortunately had lost her battle with double lung cancer. And as I sat in both of these services, I began to think how different yet the same these two individuals actually were. No, they did not know each other. No, they were not related. The only real thing that was the same about them was that they were both female. That's it. But what others had to say about each of them was surprisingly the same. They were both givers. They cared for their families and made sure that others' needs were handled and taken care of before themselves. They were both selfless. They were both helpers and had the belief that they were put on this earth to help others. They did that with precision. They both showed massive amounts of love towards others, whether they actually knew them or not. Whether you were part of their family or not, they both would make you feel like you were. Let me ask you a question. Is this the type of behavior that's really normal in today's society? In my opinion, I would say no, it's not. Should it be? That answer would be an overwhelming yes. We strive every day to put something within our others and leave a little piece of us that they will never forget how we made them feel. It is not about how successful we can be in our careers, especially real estate. Get this. It is not about how many sales or listings we have. It is not about how many buyer clients we have currently under buyer agency. It is about leaving a legacy, not just when we pass from this earth, but leaving one in others' on a daily basis, every day. How can you leave a legacy in someone else today? How? Think about it. Is it simply complimenting the bag boy at the grocery store and making him or her feel like they are the absolute best at what they do? Is it helping the family in financial crisis on the verge of losing their home in foreclosure? No matter what it may be, leave a legacy in someone today. Ask yourself this question: do I want to leave a legacy or leave a loser? Until next time, friends, take care.